Okay, let us resume. Turn with me to page 52. Page 52, okay? We have two cases before lunch, all right? So I need you to go back to your the three groupings. Well, in fact, you can form three new groups here if you like. So this could be one team here, all the way 2, 4, 6, 7, and then 3, yeah. We could have another group here. Bahala na kayo. Three groups, huh? Why don't you form the groups right now? Para ano? Maybe six per group. Six per group? Six or seven per group? Mag-congregate na kayo. I need you guys to congregate already. Okay? So, okay. So, group one is this. Diyan ka na, Sky. Okay, group one, group two, and group three. All right? Okay. Here is the case. You are Teddy's boss. Do you remember Inspirational Teddy? The original case is from yesterday. I don't know what page it is from yesterday, okay? 27? Okay. You want to help Teddy, okay? You want to help Teddy. How would you approach his case? Arrive at a consensus with your group on the following questions. Okay, now, what I want you to do is to concentrate only on the two bullets, the first two bullets, okay? What is the issue? What is the root cause? And what is the readiness level of Teddy on the issue? Any evidence of that? I want you to concentrate on the first two bullets only. Okay? I'll tell you why. There is an apparent issue. Okay? When you read the case, you will know there's an apparent issue. That issue is so obvious when you read the case. Okay? But that is not the root cause. Okay? I want you to arrive at the root cause, because the root cause is the real issue. Everyone say, root cause, real issue. Okay, so I'm going to train you first on how to identify the real issue, which is the root cause of the apparent issue. Okay, now, if you don't identify the root cause or the real issue accurately, you can never answer the question correctly, the following questions correctly. Mag-aala chamba ka lang when you go to the second bullet point, what is the readiness level of Teddy on the issue? Okay? There is a premium on identifying the root cause accurately, and there is a premium in articulating the root cause clearly. Okay? So, what is the issue? Then, the Japanese management system says, ask 5 questions and you will arrive at the root cause. Root cause, real issue. Okay? So, I will give you 10 minutes. Dapat 8 minutes lang eh. 8 minutes na lang para may processing time tayo. Okay? What page is the original case? 27, okay? I will suggest you just spend a minute reading quickly on the original case to refresh your memory, and then discuss as soon as possible, okay? Only those who have not yet presented are qualified to be elected as presenters. Index finger to the ceiling. Everybody, at the count of three, I want you to elect your presenter. 1, 2, 3, go! Yung hindi lang naka-present ang qualified. Sino? Sino rito? Fidel, okay. Dito sino? George, okay. Dito sino? Romar, okay. Go. Who wants to go first? Approach niya.
Dapat R1. Ba?
Time's R1 up. Time's up.
Pero R2 siya. Ay, hindi niya empowering, hindi niya R4.
I have a mic. Who wants to go first? Readiness, ready or not, you are ready. Wing it, wing it. Just like some of our messages. Power of the Holy Spirit. Okay. George, go for it, George. Only 2 bullet points.
All right. Anyway, this is our consensus. Okay. Okay, number one question. We
listen up.
The issue, the road goes, is about relationship.
What is the issue? That's the first question.
Relationship. Nakam up namin because he empowered Esther without building relationship, knowing more about Esther, knowing that Esther came from different department and expertise.
All right. What is the root cause?
R1, because...
Root cause muna.
Root cause, yeah, relationship.
A relationship ang root cause.
Yes.
Okay. What is the apparent issue to you?
The apparent issue is that... I think it's... relationship, the goal, Esther was not able to...
the goals were not being met. The subscription membership was not being met. Yeah. Very good. What is the readiness level of Teddy on the issue, meaning on the root cause?
R1, because R1. Knowing that Esther came from different department with different expertise, Teddy should have mentored Esther.
Okay. But he did not.
But he did not.
George and team, thank you very much. Big hand for George and team. Sino po ang gustong susunod? Yan na. Okay. Pakihawag ito. Sige. Zomar.
Yeah. For us, the main issue is, they were not able to hit the goal, 200,000
right.
members. And then the root cause, it lacked a mentoring and coaching relationship.
It lacked a mentoring and coaching relationship.
Yeah.
What relationship was there? No relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. What is the readiness level of Teddy on
R1?
Yeah. Okay. Any evidence of that?
Kinakausap niya lang, hindi siya nag-initiate ng mentoring and coaching.
Okay. Big hand for Zomar and team. Thank you very much. Fidel.
Ang consensus namin dito, what is the issue? Teddy is so ever encouraging, too empowering to a fault kay Esther. Nakita namin na he's not too engaged, nakipag-engage
all right.
Sa kay Esther.
What is the root cause?
We're seeing it, he's an ever-protective boss.
He's an ever-protective boss?
Yeah.
All right. What is the readiness level of Teddy on the issue?
R1 kasi wala siyang ginawa. Yeah.
Fidel and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Fidel and team. In business and in church, issue is always results or behavior. Okay? Results or behavior. Okay? Now, is there a results issue? Is there a performance issue? Yes. Yun ang obvious. Hindi kumokota yung membership ng programa ni Esther. Okay? So, that is the issue. The numbers, the numerical numbers are not being met. Okay? So, in church, pag nag-analyze ka, yung issue, what's the issue? Okay? Stagnant membership, declining membership, or always look at it from a business case. Okay? Results case. Okay? Anong obvious? Okay? Mag-umpisa ka dun sa obvious. Okay? In this case, hindi kumukota yung membership program nila. Okay. Why? Mag-umisa na tayo. The first question, para to arrive at the root cause. Bakit? What's the answer? What did you say? Very good. Okay, obvious. Dalawang beses na nag-present. Hindi pa rin maganda yung numero. Okay. So, it's not very complicated. So far, so good. So, why is the strategy not working? Is Esther competent or incompetent? Obviously, incompetent. Okay. So what? Does Esther have access to someone who is competent? Yes? Who is this someone? Teddy. Okay. Why is the expertise of Teddy not being transferred to Esther? No relationship. No mentoring. Okay? Okay. That is not the answer I want to hear. But that is also correct. Why is the expertise of Teddy not being transferred to Esther? You know the answer. It's right there in the case. Because? This is the murmuring class. I want you to raise your hand and stick your neck out. Stop murmuring. That is unbiblical. Murmuring is unbiblical. Okay? So, let me repeat. Kaya niyo to, believe me. Why is the expertise of Teddy not being transferred to Esther? Very good. Exactly what is his leadership style? Empowering. So far, so good. See? Pag empowering ka, pinabiyahan kita eh. So, my expertise cannot be transferred to you because I empowered it eh. I empowered you. Very good. What should Teddy do so that his expertise will be transferred to Esther? Huh? Very good. From shift styles. From what style to what style? Yung from what, alam na natin. From empowering to or persuading. Yung dalawang yung pwede na. O, ganun. Ganun lang ano niya. Okay, so, if Teddy is able to shift his leadership style from empowering to commanding or persuading, might his expertise be transferred to Esther? Yes. If that happens, might the numbers be better? Oh, that might be the root cause. The inability or unwillingness of Teddy to shift from empowering to commanding or persuading. Okay? So, remember, ikaw ang boss ni Teddy. Alam mo yan, may magaling dyan eh. Magaling si Teddy. Bakit yung grupong yan, palpak yung results? So, sinuri-suri mo ngayon. You went through the same thing as I went through. And then you conclude, ayun, yung bata kong si Teddy, hindi marunong mag-shift from empowering to commanding or persuading. Okay, so, either hindi siya marunong, or hindi siya unwilling or unable. Pwedeng uninformed. Pwedeng doesn't know how or doesn't want to. Ang alam ko lang, it doesn't happen. Okay. Yeah, basta stick to the analysis. Teddy is empowering someone who should not be empowered. So the question is, Teddy, why can't you shift from empowering to commanding? Okay. Now, I will articulate the root cause. The unwillingness or inability of Teddy to shift from one empowering style to a more commanding or persuading style. That's how I will articulate the issue. Okay. Now, what is the readiness level of Teddy on the issue? Meaning the unwillingness or inability to shift from one style to another. What is the readiness level of Teddy? R1, obvious. Either unwilling or unable, ayaw niya. Okay, pinatawag mo ngayon si Teddy. Okay? Kayo, si boss. Ako si Teddy. Look at me. I am not Alex Castillo, your facilitator. I am Teddy. We will now role play. Okay? Lights, camera, action will start when I say, good morning, boss. You called. What can I do for you? Okay, so if you want to talk, just raise your hand and I'll point to you. Okay, ang role play ko very very convenient. All of you is one character, and I am the other character. Okay, now you have concluded I am R1, correct? If I am R1, what is the prescription? Training, and what is the leadership style? Very good. Okay, lights, camera, action. Good morning, boss. You called. What can I do for you, sir? Magsalita ka, boss. We're role-playing. Yeah, boss eh. Opo. Magsalita naman kayo, boss. Kasali mo kayo rito.
What would it take for the
Can I be honest with you, boss? I think we should fire Esther. Oh, nilaglag na si Esther. Okay? I think we should fire Esther and replace her with someone more capable. Boss, you saw it yourself. We presented twice. Nothing's happening. It's Esther.
Who recommended Esther?
Can I be honest with you? I did not only recommend Esther, I actually hired her. That is my mistake, and I want to man up and correct my mistake by firing Esther and replacing her with someone more.
Do we have other options besides
firing? Yes. It was my mistake. My mistake. I was not paying attention to details.
Is there anything you did to help her do the job?
Oh, alam mo naman ako, boss. I'm empowering. I inspired her. I empowered her. Wala siyang masasabi sa akin. Mga tao naman natin, 5 years na sa kumpanya, we expect them to step up to the plate. Eh, pag in-empower kita, walang nangyari. Eh. Dapat naman palitan ka siguro. It's more expensive. We transfer her to another job and hire someone to replace her anyway. So we don't fire her, but that will cost us money because, you know, we'll keep her, but then we'll hire somebody else. I can get back to you on that, sir. But to be honest, the fastest is to hire somebody as quick as possible. And then we'll figure out what to do with Esther. Oh, hang on. Oh, sige, last.
Is there an assurance that it will not be repeated again?
I will make sure that the person is more qualified than Esther. I might feel very bad. But I think I will admit I made a mistake by accepting the job to begin with. Hang on. Time out. Time out, okay? What's going on here? What is going on here? You're asking me questions. I'm going to reverse it. I'll reverse it. I'm the boss. You are Teddy. Okay? It's too late. Meron pa tayo isang case study, eh. Okay? I'm the boss. You're Teddy. Okay? Now, ang papel mo is ang papel ko. Na the neurons in your head are not connecting. Kasi alam mo, may kasalanan si Esther. You cannot imagine it's your fault. And ilalaglag mo si Esther. Kasi yun ang mindset mo. Eh. Okay? So, na good morning ka na, tinanong mo na sa akin, what can I do, what can you do for me? Teddy, what's going on with our membership program? How come the numbers are not being met? Okay. Are you telling me Esther does not know how to do her job? Okay. Hey, can I ask you a stupid question, Teddy? Is there anyone in your team who knows how to do this job? What is the answer, Teddy? Is anyone here? Does anyone in your group know how to do this job? Who might that be, Teddy? All right. I want you to do this. Come back to me in 3 days with a new plan. You have two options. Number one, you do it yourself. With Esther beside you so she will learn something. Or you make Esther do it, but you guide her step by step. Now get out of here, Teddy, and do it. You see? What were you guys doing? Pag ako R1, wag mo na akong kumustahin. Wag mo akong tatanungin. Kasi you were doing involving. You were asking me. So ako naman, my neurons were not connecting. So you were giving me questions. You gave me all the palusot on earth. Okay? Pag R1, you command, you tell him what to do, and you tell him to go do it. You were involving me, okay? Asking me what is the solution. Oh, naturally, blindsided ako eh. So ako, sisisanting ko si Esther, and as soon as possible, sabi mo, is there a better way? Yeah, we will fire Esther faster, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? One more case before lunch, okay? Now. One more case. Okay, give me a slide. You are Esther's trusted senior colleague. Okay? You are Esther's, nandito pala sa inspirational Teddy case. You are Esther's trusted senior colleague in accounting. Pakilagay mo dyan in accounting. Kasi si Esther nasa marketing. She confides with people in accounting. So, lagay mo dyan. You are Esther's trusted senior colleague in accounting. Wala ka sa marketing. You're an accountant. Senior accountant. Approached by her for help. How would you approach her case? Arrive at a consensus with your group on the following questions. Ito na naman tayo. What is the issue with Esther? What is the root cause? Ito na naman. What is the readiness level of Esther on the issue? Any evidence of that? And what approach will you take on Esther? I want you to take the three bullets now, the first three bullets. Okay? Now, because you have you've just reviewed the case, there's no time for review. I will give you 8 minutes only, but I want you to go into the discussion immediately. Okay? Go into the discussion immediately. You have 8 minutes. Ready? Go. O, teka muna. Index finger to the ceiling. Who is the presenter? Count of three. One, two, three. Elect. Sino? Joseph. All right. Dito. Danny. All right. And here. Sino po rito? Sino rito? Richard. Okay. Go. Time's up. Who wants to go first? Okay. Ang bilis tong turo, ano ha? Sige, Joseph. Pakita mo nga sa kanila. Okay. All right. What is the issue with Esther?
Based on our discussion, originally the plan did not work. Hindi nag-pursue yung goal because of unwilling to learn, behavioral problem. Kasama na rin yung incompetence.
All right. Anong root cause ninyo doon?
The root based on our discussion is incompetence po yung ano. This is the pinaka
incompetent. Okay. What is the readiness level of Esther on the issue?
Esther needs R2. She needs a mentoring, and then at the same time, she shifts into R3, mentoring and coaching.
Ano siya? Make up your mind. R2 or R3?
R3. Share, mentor and coach.
What approach will you take on Esther?
Because she lacks expertise. And
right. So what approach will you take on Esther? Kung R3 siya, according to our grid, our wonderful grid, mentoring coaching.
Okay. Yes, mentoring coaching.
Big hand for Joseph and team. Thank you very much. Who wants to go? Richard.
Okay.
What is the issue with Esther?
The issue is the inability to hit the target.
Okay, so business issue.
Yes.
Root cause.
The root cause, lack of training.
Lack of training.
Lack of training.
Readiness level.
We had our debate, R1 or R2, but we agreed R1.
R1.
Yes.
Approach.
Because approach.
Kung R1.
Training.
Training.
We also consider the mentoring because of her previous track record.
In sales.
Yes, in sales because she's really good in sales.
Okay. Okay.
But this is a different
department. A different function. All right.
Yes, different function. So, training.
Training, mentoring. Okay. Richard and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Richard and team. Who's next?
Sir, kami po.
Danny, all right.
Issue ni Esther, hindi po siya nagdi-deliver talaga.
Okay.
Tapos medyo may pride. Ayaw niya mag-open up.
Ayaw okay.
Ayaw niya humingi ng tulong. Tapos yung readiness level ni Esther, R2.
Okay. Then,
kulig namin siya. Kailangan namin siyang i-coach or i-mentor. Kulig.
Okay. Big hand for Danny. Danny and team, thank you very much. Wow. What is the issue with Esther? Is there a performance issue? Yes. Very good. So numbers are not being met. Okay. Why? Sa kanila, pride. Refusal to ask for help. Sa inyo, incompetence. Okay? Sa inyo, incompetence din. Okay. Let's say incompetence. So what? Is there someone competent in her team from whom she can ask for help? Yes? Who is that person? Her boss. Okay. Why is she not asking for help? According to the case. Proud. Let's see if pride is the root cause. If she were humble enough and asked for help, according to the case, is Teddy a nice enough boss to help her? I think so. If Teddy helped her, is it possible the numbers will be better? I think so, because Teddy is an expert. So pride, as this team has proposed, might be the root cause. Okay? Big hand for this team. Big hand. Okay? See, the problem is, if you tell me she's incompetent, di R1 siya dapat. Ang problema mo, you are in accounting. How can you train her in marketing if you are in accounting? That is the problem. Okay? And many teams will rather adjust the readiness level to accommodate the fact that as an accountant, I cannot train her. In fact, I cannot even mentor her because mentoring is a subject matter expertise driven. So many teams tell me she is R1, but we will coach her. And how can you coach her if she's R1? Okay? But that was the trick in this case. It is not a technical issue. It's a behavioral issue, as in pride. So tama yung grupong yon. Okay? So what is Esther's readiness level in humbling herself to ask for help? R1 or R2? Because after all, she's asking for help from you. So she's not purely R1. R1, R2. It's just that, hindi mo intindihan, but hindi si Teddy hingan niya ng tulong. Okay? If, let's say R1 siya, what is your approach? Train? Command? Okay? Or persuade kung R2. Okay, good. You are ate from accounting. I am Esther. Look at me. I am not Alex Castillo, your facilitator. I am Esther. Lights, camera, action. We'll start. Ate, tulungan mo naman ako. Laki ng problema ko. Hindi mo pa alam anong problema ko, ate. Hindi, umaayaw ka na. Mali ka, ate. Role play ito, ate. Role play. Magsalita ka, ate. Eh, listen up. Yung plan namin sa ano, sa membership program, hindi kami kumukota. Dalawang beses na kami nag-present, nakakahiya na sa presidente, tsaka kay Teddy, nakahiya na ako. Si Teddy. Nahiya ako eh. Kasi, ang bait ni Teddy sa akin, alam mo naman eh, in-empower na niya ako and his expectations are so high, I don't want to disappoint Teddy. It's when the right person is your boss, Teddy. Nahiya ako, te.
Dapat kumanda niya.
Nahiya ako, te. Pinipressure mo naman ako, te. Sabi ko sa'yo kanina sa seminar, te, do not apply external pressure. Tap into my inner motivation, te. Para hindi ka nag-seminar kanina, te. Huwag din, ayya ko, te. Hmm. Siguro iba tayo, te. He tried to make me feel safe. Nice shot, but kulang.
Okay, I will help you. I will talk to Ted.
Wag din, nahiya talaga ako, te.
I will talk to Ted and Ted, you will talk to
me. Don't do that, te. Kanya, I'm asking you for help, eh. You know, you're not helping me. You're telling me to do what I don't like to do. That's why I came to you, te. You have to tell me what I need help. Sige, let's pray na lang, te. Time out. What neurons are not connecting in my head? Okay? Look at the case. What are my premises? Ba't ako nagkakaganito? Because in mentoring and coaching, the answer can be very obvious to the mentor and coach, but it will not necessarily be obvious to me. Your job is to help me connect those neurons so that I'll say, tama ka, te. Ba't di ko naisip yan? Okay? What are my premises?
Sige, Irwana.
Okay? Pwede?
Ano, Esther? I really don't understand. Ano, ba't ka ba nahihiya? Maganda ka?
Well, you know, 5 years na ako sa company. Listen up. 5 years na ako sa company, te. Dapat naman, manager na ako, te. Nakakahiya naman yung hindi ko alam itong ginagawa ko. Listen to that. What is wrong with that premise? No, pay attention to the case, okay? How many years have I been in the company? Okay. How many months have I been in marketing? Where was I most of those 5 years? Okay. Are they the same function?
No.
Therefore, what am I in marketing? Almost a probie. But I don't get that. My premise is I've been there for 5 years. I don't get it. I'm not stupid. People are like that. Yung hindi makonekta yung neuron. Okay? So, if I were ate, I'll tell you, hey, look, you're so funny, Esther. You remind me of myself. And Sky attempted to make me feel safe. I don't feel safe going to Teddy. I need input in my head to motivate me to go to Teddy on my own. What's happening to you, if I had more time, okay, you're not experiencing it enough, eh. If I had more time, I'm gonna extend it until maiinis kayo. You're gonna throw me out of the room already. And in mentoring and coaching, do not lose your temper. You are focused on me going to Teddy. You should be focused on motivating me to go to Teddy, not forcing me to go to Teddy. What's happening? Kakalad ka rin mo ako kay Teddy. You are paying attention to the end result. You're not paying attention to what can motivate me to go to Teddy on my own. Okay? So, like most people, you are results-oriented. That's good management. But you see, as a coach, you cannot be in results business. You have to be in the motivation business. Okay? So, Esther, you're so funny. You remind me of myself. You think I'm a good senior accountant? Okay, you know what? When I was a probationary employee, hindi ba? Pag probationary employee tayo, even you in sales, okay? You're a probationary in marketing, in effect, right now. Ay, hindi ba, Esther, nung tayo probationary, ikaw sa sales, ako sa accounting, I ask all sorts of stupid questions in the accounting topic, even though I was an accountant. But it was not taken against me. Kasi, probably, the expectation is very low. See? Sa tingin mo sa'yo, 5 years ka na sa marketing. Oh, excuse me. 2 months ka pa lang sa marketing. There are no expectations. Now, kung 6 months ang regular probationary period, nakalipas na 2 buwan. Ang nalalabi, 4 na buwan na lang. the sooner you approach steady, the lower the expectations are. The later you approach steady, the higher the expectations are. Mas may karapatan ka pang magtatanga-tanga while habang maaga doon sa probationary period. Mas wala ka ng karapatan magtatanga-tanga later on in the probationary period. The expectation of the company, your learning curve is going to be steep. So the sooner you go to Teddy, who is your only hope, by the way, the better. But can I force you? It's up to you. Teddy, galing mo talaga. Punta na ako kay Teddy. You see, because first you made me feel safe. Okay? I was also like that. And then you gave me the input. Now, actually, Esther was not a proud person. She just couldn't get the connection. She just couldn't get it. Okay? But when Ate gave her the motivation, okay? Kasi Marie ang premise mo eh. Tingin mo 5 years ka na sa marketing. Yun ang key, the key neuron that was not connecting. Something that is so obvious to you. Kanya, ang sayo, pinag-iinitan mo ko ng ulo, kinaiinisan mo ko, at pinipilitan mo ko magpunta kay Teddy, period. Na anong gusto mo, masibak ka o ano. So, you get into that, and that's very parental, by the way. Okay? We talk to our kids like that. You know what? When you get the hang of this, you will back off, and you will think. You'll be more cool as a father. You'll be more cool as a counselor. And you could say, you know what, I really don't know what to say to you, but let's talk about it. How long is a company? So you just keep talking and then allow the individual to tell you, open up to you, until you say, ayun, yun ang hindi niya magets. Okay, so questions, comments? Okay. Our temptation is kasi action-oriented eh, di ba? And, you know, basta punta ka ron. Ayoko. Kasi kung hindi siya pupunta doon, ang gagawin mo, dadalhin mo siya, kakargahin mo, hindi mo pwede. No? Alright? Okay. Boy, we're doing very well. 1 hour lunch break. Everyone back here at 1 p.m. Is that okay?
Yes.
Thank you very much.